Ezekiel chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year of Jehoiachin's captivity, 3540 AH 502 BC, in the 12th month, Adar, February, March, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a cry for Pharaoh king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a young lion of the nations, and you are as a whale in the seas, and you came forth with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and fouled their rivers. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says. I will therefore spread out my net over you with a company of many people, and they shall bring you up in my net. Then I will leave you upon the land, I will cast you forth upon the open field, and will cause all the birds of the heaven to remain upon you, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with you. And I will lay your flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with your height. I will also water with your blood the land in which you swim, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of you. And when I put you out, I will cover the heaven, and make its stars dark, I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven I will make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, says the Lord God Jehovah. I will also torment the hearts of many people, when I bring your destruction among the nations, into the countries which you have not known. Yes, I will make many people amazed at you, and their kings will be horribly afraid for you, when I brandish my sword before them. And they will tremble at every moment, every man for his own life, in the day of your fall. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says, the sword of the king of Babylon will come upon you. By the swords of the mighty I will cause your multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them. And they will spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all its multitude will be destroyed. I will destroy also all its beasts from beside the great waters. Neither will the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hooves of beasts trouble them. Then I will make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, says the Lord God Jehovah. When I make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country will be destitute of that with which it was full, when I strike all of those who live in it, then they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. This is the cry with which they will mourn her, the daughters of the nations will mourn her. They will mourn for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Lord God Jehovah. It came to pass also in the 12th year of Jehoiachin's captivity, 3540 AH 502 BC. On the 15th day of the month, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, cry loudly for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations, to the lowermost parts of the earth, with those who go down into the pit. Whom do you surpass in beauty? Go down, and be laid with the uncircumcised. They will fall in the midst of those who are killed by the sword, she is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty will speak to him out of the midst of hell with those who help him. They have gone down, they lie uncircumcised, killed by the sword. As her is there and all her company, his graves are all around him, all of those killed, fallen by the sword. Whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is all around her grave. All of those killed, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam and all her multitude all around her grave, all of those killed, fallen by the sword, who have gone down uncircumcised into the lowermost parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet they have borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of those killed with all her multitude, her graves are all around him. All of them uncircumcised, killed by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet they have borne their shame with those who go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of those who are killed. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are all around him. All of them uncircumcised, killed by the sword, though they caused their terror in the land of the living. And they will not lie with the mighty who are fallen of the uncircumcised, who have gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their sins will be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yes, you will be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and will lie with those who are killed with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, who with their might are laid by those who were killed by the sword. They will lie with the uncircumcised, and with those who go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians, who have gone down with those killed. With their terror they are ashamed of their might. And they lie uncircumcised with those who are killed by the sword, and bear their shame with those who go down to the pit. Pharaoh will see them, and will be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army killed by the sword. Says the Lord God Jehovah. Because I have caused my terror in the land of the living. And he will be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised with those who are killed with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude. Says the Lord God Jehovah.